Okay, today's daf is Tmura daf Yud Aleph. We are holding on daf Yud Amud Beis. We are at Esvei toward the very end of the page on daf Yud Amud Beis. We're right in the middle of the sugya. Then the sugya is going to go through the entire daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. First of all, before we get to that, today's shir is sponsored by Mitchell and Jeffrey Geitzholz, Le'ilui Nishmas Yehuda Chaim Ben Binyamin, Jack Geitzholz on his yard site. So it's sponsored by his children, Mitchell and Jeffrey, and the Neshama, Shav and Aliyah, and we thank the Geitzholz family very much for the sponsorship. Today's shir is also sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we of course thank him again very much for the sponsorship as well. So we are again holding at Esvei on the bottom of the page in Daf Yudam and Beis, and there are two topics in today's Daf. There's the topic that we started yesterday that takes us through Amud Aleph, and then there's a separate topic that takes us through the entire Amud Beis. The topic we started yesterday was about Kedushas Uber. We had a machlokas between Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan whether an Uber can become Kaddush, whether a fetus can become Kaddush. So yesterday we started with three rayas, and today we're going to bring three more rayas, including not a raya who's correct, but a raya that maybe it's a machlokas Tanayim, and then we're going to have other ways of interpreting that machlokas Tanayim, and that's going to take us through Amud Aleph, that discussion. Then on the very bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to introduce a new topic. The Gemara says, the Mishnah had said at the very end that if a person says Ragla Shel Zu Ola, he's only Makdish, the regel of an animal, so the Rabbi Yossi had held that it's Kula Ola, that the entire thing becomes an Ola. So we're going to have a machlokas about being Makdish one Aver, and the idea that Kedusha is Nispashate throughout the entire animal, so that is a machlokas Tanaim, and we're going to explain under what circumstances each Tana would agree to the other, that particularly three different opinions of when everybody would agree that Pashta Kedusha Bekula, when even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that Pashta Kedusha Bekula. Then we're going to have three Shailas about the issue of Pashta Kedusha, or two Shailas about Pashta Kedusha. Does it apply to an oaf? Does it apply if you're Makdish one Aver Lidomav, only to have Kedusha Stamim? We're going to have Shailas about how to treat animals that only part of it is Kadosh. What if you have a situation where it's not Pashta Kedusha, or you hold like the Shita rather, that it's not Pashta Kedusha. So then we're going to have a couple of Shailas. What's the halacha as far as Giza is concerned? What if you have an animal that only the R is Kadosh? What's the halacha as far as Avoda is concerned? So the entire Amud Beis is about that topic of Pashta Kedusha, of whether when one Aver becomes Kadosh, whether the entire thing becomes Kadosh. So let's pick up at the three lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Yudam Beis, so Esvei. So the Gemara asks, again, Rabbi Yirmiya telling Rabbi Zeira that I have another challenge. Makdish Nevarin V'Ubarin Avalom Amirin. That the Mishnah is going to say on Daf Tezayin that we could be Makdish limbs, we could be Makdish fetuses, but we cannot do Tamura. The Kedusha is Chal on the Ubrim, but you see that Kedusha can be Chal on Ubrim, and that's against Parpada. So there's a Raya against Parpada. Says Gemara, Hachanami Bivlade Kachim. We'll give the same answer we gave yesterday, that the Mishnah is talking about Vlade Kachim. So they're Kadosh Mikoach Imam. They're Kadosh because of their mother. They're not Kadosh on their own account. But Hachanami, they cannot become Kadosh if you try to be Makdish just the Uber. So Rabbi Yirmi asks further, Vlade Kachim. Well, wait, once you can make that Ukimta, that it's talking about Vlade Kachim, my Makdishin, Hakadishi Vikami, what's the lashon of Makdishin? They're Kadosh automatically because of their mother. You don't need to go and be Makdish them. So says Gemara, Hachi Ka'amra. What we mean to say, what the Mishnah means to say, and this answer that we're about to give, even though the Gemara does not use this terminology, is a Chisuri Mechzer of a Hachi Katani, meaning there are some details left out. And this is what it really means to say. Makdishin Evarim. You can be Makdishin Aver on its own. And through that, by being Makdish just the Aver, the Kedusha will be Poshet, will be Nispashet in the entire animal. Umimirin Bahen. And therefore, the Behemah Schulin, you could be Memer Behemah Schulin that is Shalem on such an animal, because the Behemah's Karbat is entirely Kadosh. Even though you were only Makdish a single Aver, that animal that you were Makdish an Aver of is now eligible for Tamura because it became entirely Kadosh. Avalom Mirin Avarin Bahen. But you cannot do Tamura of an Aver of Chulin on an entire animal that only one Eivor of it was Hukdash, or an animal that was entirely Hukdash. You just can't do Tamura when you're only doing Tamura for one Eivor of a Chulin animal. And then, V'ubrim Shakitshu B'me'iman Ein Mimin Behem. If you have Ubrim that you were Makadish while that you were Makdish while they were in the inside the mother, you cannot do Tamura on them for Behemas Chulin as long as they are still B'me'iman. So that's why we could be miyashiv the question that Rabbi Yirmiyahu had asked. How could Bar Padda say that Vlodos Kachim, that you makdish them? The Lashon Makdishim of here is only talking about Evarim, it's not talking about Ubrim, right? That was the Chisurim Echsra, that whole discussion of Makdishin was only about limbs, it was not about Ubrim. So now Rabbi Yirmiyahu asks Vaiter, wait a second, Vlodos Kachim Meiman hu delo avdin tamura. It sounds like only Vlodos Kachim that are still b'meiman, you cannot do tamura for them. But once they are born, then you can do tamura for them. Vatanan, again, can, whenever we say can, in terms of tamura, it never means permitted to, it means capable of, right? Because it's never permitted to do tamura. Tamura is an iser. Vatanan, but the Mishnah says, Eina vlados osin tamura, that the vlados of kachim cannot make tamura even after they're already born. So the Mishnah has to be talking about ubrim of chulin that were hukdash b'meiman, and not like barpada, and that's against barpada that the kedusha cannot be chal on an ubar b'meima. So says Gemara, you know what? Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi, the Mishnah that says that you could be makdish Evarim and be Meimir Behem is going like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a Vlad can be Osa Tamura. Frak the Gemara, I Rabbi Yehuda, if the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, how can you say that by being Makdish Evarim, the entire animal becomes Kadosh? Because Rabbi Yehuda also happens to hold that when you Makdish an Evar, the entire animal does not become Kadosh. Evarim, Mikachi, would Hakdasha of the Evar make the entire animal Kadosh? Rabbi Yehuda rejects that notion that if you say ragla shel zu ola, that the entire thing becomes an ola. So amalei hachamei eskinan bedavara osa osa trefa. The Mishnah must be talking about where you makdish and a limb from the animal, that if you would cut it off, it would make it into a trefa. And in such a case, even Rabbi Yehuda is modeh that if you makdish such a limb, that it's mispashetas kedusha lebehima kula, that the kedusha spreads to the entire animal. So even though in a chinami, it was only Rabbi Yossi that holds pashta kedusha bekula, and Rabbi Yehuda does not hold pashta kedusha bekula, but there are circumstances where Rabbi Yehuda would agree pashta kedusha bekula, and this must be one of those circumstances. Okay, next says the Gemara, lema ketanai, maybe this whole discussion between Bar Padda and Rabbi Yochanan about whether an Uber can become Kadosh is really a machlokas tanaim, because we have a din, a shochet esachatas, umatzo ba ben arba achai, a person shechts a carbon chatas, and he finds a fetus inside that is already 4 months pregnant and it's living. So katani chada, one brisa tells us that the din of such an Uber is like a chatas itself, and therefore, in an echa, can only be eaten by male kohanim. It can only be eaten inside of the mechitzos of the azara. It can only be eaten for one day. Meaning, it's like a chatos in all halachos. Tani idach. But we have another brisa that tells us that no, it has a din of chulin. It's nechelas lekal adam. It can be eaten by even non kohanim and non males. Nechelim bekal makom. It can be eaten anywhere, not only in the azara. And the gear said that they changed. It can be eaten whenever. It doesn't have to be eaten dafka for Yom Echad. So the Gemara assumes that if someone is makdish a chatos, that we're talking about someone is being makdish a pregnant chatos, and his intention was to be makdish the Uber as well, and yet there's still a machlokas what the status of the Uber is. Is the Uber a chatos or is the Uber chulin? So my love tonight, don't you see it's a machlokas tonight? The marisavra kedusha chala al ubarin. The first price that said that it has all the dinim of a chatos holds that there is kedusha on the Uber, and that's why the Uber has to be treated fully like a chatos. Umarisavra in kedusha chala al ubarin. And the second price holds that an Uber does not have the din of kadosh, and it's not even kadosh as a vlad kachim, because the Tana holds that vladus kachim are only miskadesh b'lei dasam, and over here it didn't have a lady. You shechted the animal and you found the baby inside of it, so it has no kedusha. It's mamish kulin. That's why it dafka chose chai to tell me that even if it lives after the mother shechted, it's still not considered a leida. It's not considered a havaya, which is a leida. So it seems that that's the machlokas tanaim, and therefore the issue of Barpada and Rabbi Yochanan is simply resolved by saying that the tanaim already argued about this issue. Says Gemara, lo, there is a machlokas tanaim over here, but it's about a different issue. Hani tanaim ba'akamifli. This machlokas tanaim about the baby of the chatos that was found inside of the chatos when you shechted it, whether it has kedusha or not, is about an entirely different issue. The second brisa that thought that it does not have any kedusha holds vlodus kachim bav yasanim kedoshim, that vlodus kachim only become kadosh upon birth. Umar Savar, and the first brisa that held that it does have a din of a chatos, holds vlad dikachim b'mayimon hein kadoshim, that it's already kadosh before birth. It's already kadosh while it's still b'mayimo. So therefore, they're not arguing about the issue of Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan at all, whether an uber can become kadosh or not. It's a question when the kedusha is going to be chal on a vlad of kachim. That's the whole issue. Or it could be that there's not even a machlokas between the two brises, that chad tanahu, that it's one tana that taught both of these brises. There's no machlokas. They're both assumed like Rabbi Yochanan that kedusha can be chal on an uber independently, and they both hold that vlodos kachim that are kadosh mikoach imam are only kadosh at the shas leida. But chadam me'alin masniya. So one of these brises is talking about a case b'makdish be'imav acharkach nisabra, where you makdish an animal and then after your makdash, the animal at first became pregnant, so the uber did not become kadosh independently and never had a leida, and therefore it's chulin. The chadam minhon, and the first of the two brisos, which said that it had a did of a chatas, shekdisha muberes. It's talking about where you makdash the mother while it was already pregnant. So since it was kadosh mikoach, so the vlad is kadosh mikoach atzmo, not only mikoach imo, so it's kadosh right away at the time that you makdash it, even without having to go through a leida. So everyone knows, like Rabbi Yochanan, there is such a possibility of kedusha for an ubar, but it has to be the right circumstance. It has to be that you're makdish it while it's already at least a fetus. It's not just that you're makdish the mother before the pregnancy. Okay, so that was the suggestion that maybe it's a machlokas tanayim between these two brises. So we said that's possible, but it's also possible that the machlokas tanayim is about a different issue, is about when the kedusha is chal, and it's also possible that it's not a machlokas tanaim at all. Now the Gemara asks on Bar Pada from another brisa, or from Mishnah, Tanan. The Mishnah is going to say on Daf Yud Zayin, Rabbi Elazar Omer, if you have behemos that are possible for hakrava on the Mizbeach, like Kelayim, Utrefa, Vyotzi Dofen, Tumtum, Vandroganus, Lo Kedoshin, Velo Makdishin. They don't become Kadosh, nor are they Makdish. Va'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel explains, Lo Kedoshin B'tumura. When we say that they're not Kadosh, it means that if they are Chulin and you are Meimer on them, a Behemas Karban, it's not even Nitfas with Kedushas Tumura. Velo Makdishin, Lasus Tumura. And they're not Makdishin to make Tumura. That if Kachem is if they were Kachem is Beach, and you try to affect the Tumura on a Chulin animal, from them, it's not nitfas b'tumura. The chulin animal does not become kadosh. V'tanya, and Amar Rabbi, either Rabbi Meir or just Rabbi, it's machlokas in the Girsaos. Amar Rabbi, let's say me'achar she'inan kadoshin. Once the psulim is back, can never become kadosh v'kadosh saguf. Hech makdishin, meaning that second half of the sentence that we just said, that these animals that are psulim mizbech, if they are kadosh, they cannot affect the tumura on a chulin animal. How are they ever kadosh? They can never become kadosh with kedush saguf. Hech makdishin. So if they can never become kadosh, how is there even a havamina that they'd be able to be makdish through tumura? Why does the Mishnah need to be mimayi tumura? Yeah, tamotzi. So he answers, yeah, you could have a trefa that you need to be memait from the din tamura, because you can have an animal that has kedusha saguf and then becomes a treifa. That even though right now it's not ra'oi l'mizbeach, but still the kedushas haguf was chal before it became a treifa, and that kedushas haguf doesn't just disappear. And therefore, we could have said that we could have had a hava mina that it can affect tamura, and that's what the Mishnah needed to tell me. But if it's a tumtum, an androgynous, an animal's born that way, so that it never could have had kedushas haguf to begin with, and you don't need a chiddush that it can't make tamura. Of course, it can't make tamura. Maybe we need to be made yotze dofen be makdish vlad the yotze derech dofen. The other case would be yotze dofen where you're makdish the vlad while it's still b'meimo, and then it became a yotze dofen. So it had kedush saguf before it was born, and now after it's born, it's pasul in his bath. So that kedush saguf doesn't disappear, and that's where you need to tell me this din that it doesn't make tamura. Ooh, alma kadish vlad from that last case of yotze dofen. It sounds like there is the possibility that an animal can have kedusha saguf while it's still b'me'imo, because it sounds like it only loses some of its kedusha because it came out derech dofen. But if it were to come out normally, it would be kadosh legamri, even though you're only makdish it b'me'imo, and it would even be able to make a tamura. Again, that's clearly against Parpada, who says that kedusha cannot be chal on ubarim. Answers the Gemara. Based on that kasha, the Gemara says, you know what? This whole last daf that we've been discussing, this machlokes, Parpada and Rabbi Yochanan, has been one big misunderstanding. We've totally misunderstood the shita of Parpada. Amri b'tam b'mei tamima afil Parpada nami modi dekadish. Parpada never said that you can't have kedusha on an ubar. If it's an ideal situation, you have a tam that's inside of a mother that's also a tam, so then, yeah, even Parpada would agree that it could become kadosh. Lo nechleku el b'tam b'mei balas mum. The whole machlokes between Parpada and Rabbi Yochanan is if you try to be makdish a fetus that's a tam that's inside a mother that's a balas mum. Parpada sarbe kivin de ime lo makadcha. Parpada will say since the mother can't lo makadcha kedush saguf, since the mother can't have kedush saguf because it's a balas mum, hu nami lo kadush, the uber also cannot have kedush saguf because calls man that it's still b'meyimo, it's like an aver of the mother and therefore is like the mother as far as balmum is concerned that it can't have kedush saguf. But if the mother is a tamima and is royal mizbeach, you could be makdish the uber independent of the mother, even if the mother is chulin, because at least the mother is ra'ui lemizbeach. I Barpada holds uber yarech imo, but it's not like being makdish a single aver that's not where would not be kadosh lahakrava, because an aver echad will never be ra'ui lahakrava independently, as opposed to an uber, even though in some way it's like an aver of the mother, but it could be one day that it will be ra'ui lahakrava independently. So if you're Barpada would agree that you could be makdish the uber and it will become kadosh as long as it's a tam b'mei tamima. Rabbi Yochanan tzavar hani k'shtei behemos ninu. Rabbi Yochanan say no, they're totally independent. It's not uber yerechimo. The mother is one life. The baby's another life. The mother is not able to be kadosh b'kedush saguf because it might be a balas mum, but that doesn't stop the fetus from being able to have kedush saguf. Lishna achrina, another example of a lishna achrina, we have like on every daf a lishna achrina. So another lashon of this whole conversation that the Braisa had said that all psulim, the Braisa had listed all these psulim mizbeach that they cannot affect tamura. So and we said by a treifa we're talking about a behemoth that was nitrifa after it already became kadosh, and by Yotzi Dofen we're talking about an ubar that they were makdishit and then it came out derech dofen, but they were makdishit while it was still a fetus. Aval klayim the tumtum androgynous, but when it comes to the cases of klayim and tumtum androgynous, you can't have those psulim first come up after the animal already has kedusha, because those things are already there at birth. You can only find that klayim tumtum androgynous have kedusha saguf if they are vlados of kachim, meaning you're makdish the mother, and therefore they became kadosh along with the mother. And the Mishnah assumes like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that vlad of kachim, that's kadosh mikoach imo, normally can affect tamura, and that's why you needed to tell me, yeah, but not by klayim, not by tumtum, not by androgynous, because their pasul mizbeach, they can't affect tamura. But in a chinami, normally a vlad kachim would be able to affect tamura. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So halinu tilo kachi gufayu. It sounds like that's dafka, these types of ubrim that came at derech dofen, they're not kadosh legamri to be able to make tamura. Aval ubrin acherim kadoshin. Oh, but other ubrin that are hukdash me'iman, that are independently kadosh, and that are born normally, are totally kadosh, and they can even make tamura. And that's against Parpada, who says that an uber cannot be kadosh. So I'm Rabbaye, tabime tmima, divrekol, kadosh gufe. Everyone agrees that a tabime tmima, even Parpada agrees, that if the mother is a tam and the baby is a tam, that the baby can be kadosh on its own. El ki pligi b'mei balas mum. The whole machlokas is a tam b'mei balas mum. To bar padas over kivin dimei nami lo kadosh gufa, iu nami lo kadosh el nidami. Since the mother cannot have kadosh saguf, the fetus also cannot have kadosh saguf. And Rabbi Yochanan sever uber lav yarechimahu. No, the uber is not an extension of the mother. It's not a limb of the mother. V'yafal gav di imei lo kadosh lugufa, v'lad mia kadosh lugufe. That even though the mother can't have kadosh saguf, the vlad can have kadosh saguf. So that's Lishna Akhrina, which ends exactly the same way. The only difference in Lishna Akhrina over here is that we accounted for Klayim Tumtum Vandroganus of what the Chiddush would be in those cases to say that it doesn't affect Tamura. How they could ever have Kiddush Saguf. Good, that is part one of today's daf. Now part two of today's daf. We had a machlokas in the Mishnah. What happens if you're Makdish a single aver of an animal? Do we say Pashta Kiddusha Bakula, that the Kiddush extends to the entire animal? So I'm Rabbi Yossi, the Mungdashna Omer Ragla Shalzu. So Rabbi Yossi said that if you say Ragla Shalzu Ola, Kula Ola, the entire thing is going to become a carbon Ola. So Tan Rabbanan, the Brisa tells us as follows, Yachla Omer Ragla Shalzu Ola, you might think that if you say the regal of this animal is an Ola, take Kula Ola, the whole thing will be a carbon Ola. Tamal Omer, that's where the Pasuk says, by Kachem Mizbeach, Kol Asher Yite Mimenu LaHashem Yiye Kodesh. So it sounds like Dafka Mimenu LaHashem, the chelik that you were makdish from it will be LaHashem. Velo Kula LaHashem, but the entirety of the animal will not be LaHashem. If you're only makdish part of the animal, good, that part is LaHashem. You aren't makdish the entire animal, so the entire animal is not LaHashem. Yachol, so you might think even the regal does not become kadosh. It only has kedushas damim, and you could be mechal it on money. Teitzei luchulin, it could be go out become chulin again when you mechal it on money. Tavolomar yihyeh kadosh. That's why the pasuk says yihyeh kadosh. That at least the chelik that you actually wore makdish has full kedusha with kedusha saguf, which means that it's not going to have pidyon, because we're only pulled to that which has kedushas dam. Something that has kedushas saguf and mizbeach is only niftes with a mum. It has to develop a mum in order to be pulled there. And the kedushas ever, you certainly can't sell the entire behema letzorach chulin. So haketz said, so what do you do with such an animal? Timarche letzorche olos. You sell the entire animal for kabanos ola, and the lokeach will be makdish it as an ola, and he'll bring it for his chiyuv. V'dameh chulin chutz midmei ever shabbat. And all of the money that you get for selling that animal is going to be chulin money, except for you have to do the cheshbon whatever money went to paying for the leg that was kadosh. And that's Ramei Rabbi Yehuda's shita. That's that amount of money is going to become kadosh, but the animal is going to the only way to do anything with this animal is to sell it for a carbon ola. But Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Minayin Omer Ragla Shalzo Ola Shekula Ola. How do I know that if you say the regula of an animal is an Ola, that the entire thing becomes an Ola? Shnemar Kol Asher Yitin Mimenu LaHashem. The Mashmaus of Mimenu is part of the animal. That if you're makdish in Aver Echad, so Kshuomer Yiakodesh Larabasas Kula. When it then goes on and says Yiakodesh, it means that the entire animal becomes Kadosh, even though it was only Mimenu. You were only makdish part of it, the entire thing becomes Kadosh. So Abramar, Timachar Lisarcheolos, the Brisa had said, according to Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, that the entire thing does not become Kadosh, only the leg is Kadosh, so what do you do with it? You have to sell it to be used as a carbon ola. So ask the Gemara, well, wait a second. The guy who buys it is not buying the leg, because the leg is already kadosh as a carbon ola, and the mocha already took care of that. So when it's being brought as an ola, the leg is being brought as the ola of the mocher, not the ola of the lokeach. And if that's the case, the lokeach is bringing a behemoth that's mechusar ever, because he's not bringing a leg. The leg is going for the cheshbon of the mocher. Says Amrava ba omer harei alai ola b'chayaha. The case must be that the guy never said he's going to bring every limb of an animal as an ola. He said, I'm going to bring a behemoth that the avarim that it's chayim or talui b'hem, the avarim that it can't live without, are going to be brought as a carbon ola. But now, lav dafka every limb, and therefore there might be a leg of the animal that's not going to be brought as a carbon ola, because that belongs to the mocher. That's on the cheshbon of the mocher. Amr of Chista. So we had this machlokas, just to reorient ourselves. We had this machlokas from Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. What happens if your maktish just Aver Echad? Is the Pashta Kedusha Bakula or not? Right? It was Dafka Rabbi Yossi who had said that the entire thing becomes a carbon. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed, though. Rabbi Yehuda held that no, only that limb. So now, says the Gemara, three shitos in under what circumstances Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the Kedusha does go to the entire animal. Amr of Chista, Mod Rabbi Yehuda, that if the aver that you were makdish is something that would make the animal a trefa, if you were to take off that aver, you're makdish the regel, but minar kuva ulamayla, that if you cut off the regel from on that spot, the animal will become a trefa. So since the animal's entire life is dependent on that aver, the entire animal will become kadosh. Rabbi Yehuda only disagrees with Rabbi Yossi in a case where it's a limb that's not critical to the life of the animal. Rava Amar slightly differently. B'davar shoso so nevela. It has to be something that if you cut it off, it will cause it to be a dead, to be considered have tumas nevela right away, where the animal would have a halacha of being dead right away, meaning a trefa could certainly live, even though there's a machlokas, trefa chaya or trefa ena chaya. That's a question of whether it could live for 12 months or not. But so long as it's still alive, even if it can't live for 12 months, for 11 months that it's living, there's no mitzvah. You know, if it was a human, there'd be no mitzvah kavura, right? You wouldn't go bury the guy. But a nevela means that it's halachically dead already, and therefore would have full tumas nevela. So it's only if you're makdish a part of the animal, where if you remove that part of the animal, it would become a nevela right on the spot. So that's where we say that Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the entire animal becomes kadosh. Rav Sheshes Amar b'davar shehi mesa. No, not even that it would become a nevela. It has to be something that it would die immediately. So we're gonna have to see what the difference is between that and what we just said. So first thing where it says Ma'ika ben Rav Chisal Rava. First, what's the difference between the first two shidos, between saying something that makes it a trefa versus something that makes it a nevela? So that's the easier answer. Ika ben Ayu trefa chaya. The machlokas is whether a trefa can live more than 12 months. Rav Chisal Sav Lachman Diem a trefa ena chaya. Rav Chisal is that a trefa cannot live, and therefore every aver that would make it a trefa is considered like an aver that its life depends on it, and therefore if you're makdish such an aver, the Kedusha is going to be mispashit in the entire animal because its life depends on it. Rava Savar Lakman Yamar Trefa Chaya. And Rava holds like the Shita that a Trefa can live for more than 12 months. And therefore, according to Rav Yehuda, even if you're Maktish, an Aver that would make it a Trefa, it's not Mispashi Kedusha, the Kalabayim. The Kedusha doesn't spread to the entire animal. Meaning, when we say Ma'ika, Bein Rav Chisda the Rava, we know what the difference is in terms of what they hold. Obviously, not everything that would make it a Trefa will necessarily make it a nevela. The question is, what is the in theory? What are they? What are they arguing about? What led them to their psak? Why does one hold that which makes it a trefa is enough to say nispash to kedusha bakula, and the other one will say it's not enough? So that the Gemara says, oh well, if you hold that trefa is going to live anyway, so then it's not going to be nispash to bakula. But if you hold that a trefa cannot live very long, then it will be nispash to bakula. Umayka bin Rava the Rav Sheish. But what's the difference at all between Rav and Rav Sheshes? Between the idea of saying a part of the animal that's also a nevela and a part of the animal that's mesa? Aren't those the same thing? Ikabinai Rabbi Lazar. Machlokes between them is Rabbi Lazar. Dam Rabbi Lazar nitli yarich v'cholol shalah nevela. If you take the thigh of the animal with the cholol of the thigh, the entire, you hollow out the entire area. You take the entire entire area with the even the outer flesh until you see a giant gaping hole in the animal's body, and even if it crouches down, you'll see it. That's already considered like it's dead, and it's metame kinevela, even if it's still mefarches. Rava savala krav lazar. So Rava holds that if you maktish the entire yerech, Rabbi Yudah's moda that the pashta kedusha bekula because it's now become a nevela. Rav Sheshes lo savala krav lazar. Rav Sheshes does not hold like Rav Lazar. He holds that if it's netula yerech, it's not a nevela, and therefore he says dafka and aver that you see automatically that it's for sure dead. You take the heart out, you take the veshet out, where it obviously dies right away. It's not even going to be jumping around. So that's what they're really arguing about. Let's say you take a part of the animal. Yeah, the animal's going to die. The animal is dead even, but it's not so obvious that it's dead. It's still mefarches. So according to Rabbi Lazar, it's already a nevela when you take the entire yerech out. So Rava holds, yeah, so it's already a nevela. That's called shana shamatliyba. But Rav Sheshes holds that no, that's not that would not make it a nevela on the spot. Only that which would make it a nevela on the spot, like taking out its heart, its head, only that would be considered to be an actual eva shana shamatliyba, in the sense that if you're maktish that aver, then nispashet bekula. So these are three different opinions of what you need to be maktish for even Rabbi Yehuda to be boda, that it's nispashet bekula. So now the Gemara asks, Meisvei, Amar Rebbe, Nir and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda bedavar she'ena nishamatliyba, v'divrei Rabbi Yossi bedavar shana shamatliyba. We know we have this machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, when you maktish a single aver, does the kedusha extend to the entire animal? You know what? Rabbi Yehuda seems more correct if you're talking about a less important limb, something that's ena neshamatliyuba, so it could become kadosh without the rest of the animal becoming kadosh. But Rabbi Yossi seems more correct if you're talking about a limb that's neshamatliyuba. So says the Gemara, lav machal de palagale de Rabbi Yehuda. Sounds like they argue in both cases, and we're just paskening like Rabbi Yossi when it's neshamatliyuba, and Rabbi Yehuda when it's ena neshamatliyuba. So Bishlam and Nir and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'davar she'ena neshamatliyuba da'apalagalei. Yes, certainly when you're talking about an aver she'ena neshamatliyuba, Rabbi Yossi certainly disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda about that. Da'apalagalei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi certainly disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. But that second half of the sentence, El Nir and Divrei Rabbi Yossi b'davar she'ena neshamatliyuba mechal da'apalagalei Rabbi Yehuda v'tiyufta d'kulu. That's a tiyufta on all three shitas we just said. Because we're saying, oh, I think Rabbi Yossi is more correct than Rabbi Yehuda is if it's an aver she'ena neshamatliyuba. Rabbi Yehuda agrees when it's an Eifer Shana Shamatliyuba. So why does that make Rabbi Yossi more correct? Adrab, it's exactly where Rabbi Yehuda holds, according to all three of these Shitos. So says Gemara, lo, chisuri mechsra v'hachi katani. That's not what Rabbi meant. What Rabbi meant to say is that he didn't mean to say that they argue whether it's Shana Shamatliyuba or Eifer Shana Shamatliyuba. What he meant to say is, nir in divrei Rabbi Yossi, li Rabbi Yehuda, b'davar Shana Shamatliyuba. That Rabbi Yehuda would agree that Rabbi Yossi is correct when it's an aver shenah shamatliyuba. Shaf Rabbi Yehuda lo neflak alav el b'davar shenah shamatliyuba b'davar shenah shamatliyuba modile. He would be moda when it's actually something that's an shamatliyuba, when it's actually something that is critical to the life of the animal. Now the Gemara raises two shailas about this inyan of pashta kedusha. First of all, boyu rava ba'of mahu. What if you're makdish a single aver of an oaf? What would Rabbi Yossi say? Do we say that when you makdish aver pashta kedusha bakula is dafka din by behema? Because the makar is Yia Kodesh, which was said in the context of behema. So behema amrachmana v'halav behema. The Torah only said it by a behema, and this is not a behema. Oh, Dilma, or maybe no. Karban amrachmana v'nami karbanu. It's talia being a karban, and this certainly is a karban. So take the Gemara leaves that question unresolved. Shidim Gvetzes is a little bit bothered. Why can't we be poshet from what we're going to learn in Daf Yud Gimel, that even though we're mismait from Tamura because it says behema, so that an oaf is mismait from Tamura because it says behema, so you can't have Tamura by an oaf. So for that same reason, we should say that we're mismait an oaf from Pashta Kedusha Bekula because it says behema. So he says from the fact that it says korban, maybe that's dafka or special reboy, and that's the Gemara's whole suffix. That ain't a chinami. the word behema is normally mimayit an oaf, but over here the word karban is a special riboy, and therefore the word behema might be understood. You know, behema is one of those words that has multiple meanings. Sometimes it means something more highly specific and targeted, and sometimes more of a generic term. So behema sometimes means all animal life, behema, chaya, oaf, dog, and whatever. But sometimes it just means a behema as opposed to a chaya, a behema as opposed to an oaf. So normally we would think that it means just a behema, but maybe the word karban is megalit to me that that's not the case over here. Boy Rava, then another shayla. According to Rabbi Yossi, that when you're makdish an ever, pashta kedusha bakula, so hikdish ever ledamav. Let's say you're makdish one ever ledamav, just to have kedushas damim, that you want to sell it and then you're going to bring that money for a karban. You're going to use that money to buy a karban. Mau detechus le kedush saguf. What would be the din as far as being the spashi kedush saguf on the entire animal? Mi amar kiva de nachta le kedush damim, nachta le nami kedush saguf. Do we say, well, migo that it has kedush damim on that aver, so it also has kedush saguf on that aver as well, because you took an animal that's royal akrava and you gave it kedushas damim. So when you take an animal that's royal akrava and you give it kedushas damim, it should automatically have kedush saguf. And once one aver has kedush saguf, then the entire animal, Prince Rabbi Yossi, should have kedush saguf. Oh, Dilma, or maybe no. Maybe we don't take two leaps like that. Maybe chad migo omar, tre migo lo omar. Maybe we're only willing to say one migo. We're not willing to say two migos. We're only willing to say that because an aver echad has kedush saguf, the rest of the animal will have kedush saguf. But we're not willing to take that first leap and say, oh, just because you gave that aver kedush saguf, so it automatically is going to have it's also going to have that aver is also going to have kedush saguf. Now we're assuming that the second sad of the safek is that we don't say the inyan at all of migo denachta kedush sagam nachtanami kedush saguf. That just because you gave some kedush sagam does not mean that it's automatically going to jump to kedush saguf. So frak lamar tifshot lamid today. So then we could be poshet the safek from something Rava himself said. Damar Rava hikdish zachar ledamav. Let's say you're makdish zachar to use its value for a carbon ola, but you were not makdish it with the kedush saguf. You're only makdish with kedush damim. Well, automatically kadosh kedush saguf. It's going to become kedush saguf because the zachar is ra'wi for an ola. So you see that if you're makdish a behema with kedushas damim limizbeach, and the animal itself is ra'wi limizbeach, then it itself has to be brought limizbeach. It has kedush saguf. So Rava, don't you see that there is such an inyan that when you're makdish something that's ra'wi limizbeach with kedush damim, it does become kedush saguf? Says Gemara, yeah, but hasam da'ak shekulei, hacha da'ak shechadever. So my, that's where we had our shayla. Over there, you were makdish the entire male animal as kedushas damim for an ola, and then we say yes, migo that it's kedushas damim is going to be kedushas saguf. Over here, our shayla was about a single aver. So our shayla was whether we could make that double migo. I know each migo in on its own works. To say migo that kedushas damim kedushas saguf will be there, yes, that works. Migo that one aver as kedushas saguf, the entire animal as kedushas saguf. According to Rabbi Yossi, that works. My question is, can you put them both together? Teku, and that we don't have an answer for. That remains unresolved. Once we're talking about being makdish, an aver boy minei Rava. They asked the following shayla to Rava. What if you assume like Rabbi Yehuda that when you makdish a single aver, it's not nesfashi bekula? Hikdish chad aver mahu begiza. What's the halacha about giza on that animal? Do we say that it's like other kachim mizbeach that are aser begiza, or do we say that that it's not the Torah only asers begiza when the entire animal is kadosh, but over here only a single limb of the animal is kadosh? From the lashon of the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, it sounds like according to this tzad, even that aver would be mutar begiza, meaning that the whole isur giza never applies unless the entire animal is kadosh. And if you're makdish the leg, you could even do giza on the leg. You could even do giza on that limb of the animal. Not everyone learns that way, but that's certainly from Rashi it sounds not that way. From Rashi it sounds like the suffix is only about the rest of the animal. Anyway, tifshot lach mehadatanya. I could answer the shayla from the following then the following brisa. Lo sagos b'char tzonecha avlata gozeis b'shalcha b'shalacherim. That you can't do giza on a b'char, but you can do giza on an animal that you own together with a guy. So if that's the case, the even though part is partially owned by a Jew, there is no isur giza. So over here also, when only part of it is kadosh, there should be no isur giza. Says, well, that's not a good raya at all. Hasam lo nachta le'kedusha klal. It's not a, it doesn't have kedusha b'char when it's partially owned by a non-Jew. So there's no part of the animal that's kadosh, even though you partially own it. Hacha nachta le'kedusha. But over here, you did make one of the evarim kadosh. Lishnachrina hasam ein biyado l'kedisha. Or another way to say it is, by a b'char, you don't even have the ability to be makdish because a guy owns half of it. Hacha biyado l'kedisha. Over here, you do have the ability to be makdish the rest of the animal. And then the last shay. L'boy b'nei abayi merava. Hikdish ora mahu ba'avoda. If you're makdish only the or of the animal, can you do avoda with that animal? So tashma ha'omer masha mea shalzo ola muteres begiza. If you say that whatever's inside the womb of this animal should be kadosh as an ola, so that behemos muter begiza va'asura ba'avoda, but you can't do avoda mimnei kichush uber shabbat because it's going to weaken the uber. So you see that we should also asura avoda on a behema that's or is kadosh because it's going to be makchish the or. So I'm like kikatani asura ba'avoda midrabanan. No, that's only in Issa Drabanan. My shaila is about if you makdish the or, can you do avodah midaraisa? If you're saying that the brisa is only talking about an Issa Drabanan, then they should have asked Giza as well. Amalei avodah dimiksha gazri barabanan. Avodah which will actually weaken the animal, the Rabbanan made a gzeira and they asked it. Giza, lo gazri barabanan. But Giza doesn't weaken the animal, and therefore the Rabbanan never made a gzeira. Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up a poem in Abaye, Rav Yosef.